Okay, we're starting Perek Chaf Bet. Pasuk Aleph. Perek Chaf Bet. Vayelech David Misham. And David went from there. Vimalet El Marat Adulam. And he fled. He ran away to this place, which is a cave. Marat Adulam. Vishru Echa V'chol Beis Avi V'yedwei Lav Shama. He didn't just go by himself, but also his brothers, David's brothers, as well as the people that came from Beis Avim, from his father's house, they also came and went down there with him as well. So the Mesudas, David tells us over here in Pasuk Aleph, Vayishmu Achav, ki barach David. They heard that David had ran away. Nufachtu l'nashem. David's life wasn't the only one in danger. When it comes to like the mob, the mafia, if you did something wrong and you're hiding, you have some bad news. Your family isn't safe. You have to put them all in protection, or else unfortunately they'll be attacked. So therefore, it wasn't just David's life anymore that was being threatened. It was his entire family, anyone who had any relationship, any connection to him. Now, it doesn't mention over here about his wife, which of course was the king's daughter. That I haven't seen. But certainly people that were not related to the king, but related to David, his brothers, his family, they ran, says the Mesudas David, they're afraid for their very life. Pen yinakim bahem shol. Maybe Shaul will seek revenge against them as well. Well, zeh yardu el David. And for this reason, they went also with David. Now, I underline something which is a little bit strange in this pasuk. The very beginning word of this chapter says Vayelech, that David went, which seems like he was a nice leisurely stroll. And then all of a sudden, he starts picking up the pace. He puts it into fourth via mullet, and he starts running. So what's the difference? Why is he all of a sudden beginning to run? And the reason is in connection to what we just learned in the previous parak. Where was he before? He was in a place with his enemies where he probably should have been killed. But everyone thought he was nuts. They thought he was crazy. Right, so if he would start running, people were like, ah, that's him. So he was walking, and he also had nothing. No one was going to kill him. He was safe. The second that he crossed that border, he had to start running. But as long as he was there, he was safe. So the question, obviously, is, so why did he just stay there? It's because probably, you know, they would have caught on, or the people that wanted to kill him, they would have invaded into the city. The question is, oh, right, when the king said, you're crazy?
Yeah, I want him out.
I want him out completely. Not just, I don't want to kill him, I just get him out of here. Right, that could be. But he had no reason to have to run out. He was able to keep his, get the message that he was really nuts, and therefore, Vayelech, he was walking, strolling, all is good, everything's fine, and all of a sudden he starts running. Okay. Pasuk Bet. V'yiskavsu elov kol ish matzot. Gathered together with David, any person who was matzok. Mesudas Sion says Inyan is an Inyan of Tsara. Anyone who had troubles, problems, he was a magnet for people who were had problems. Right. V'chol ish asher lo noshe. Any person who was noshe, Mesudas Sion says Inyan halva, with regard, has to do with the connection to the word of alone. And the next line of the Mesudas Sion says, someone who owed the loan shark maybe a few $1 million, and the guy wants to kill them too. So it's like, well, I might as well hang out with David. Everyone wants to kill him and wants to kill me, so that together we'll make a great match. So anyone who had major problems hung out with David, saying it can't get any worse, at least I'll be with him. We'll protect ourselves because we're in the same boat. Anyone who owed a tremendous amount of money hung out with David. They also joined him. B'chol ish mar nefesh. Anyone who had a bitter soul. But he became a leader to those people. Mar nefesh What does it mean, bitter? So the Mesudas Siyam means that not just that they were obnoxious and rude people, but it means they're univarush. They're poor and impoverished. The people that unfortunately did not have a lot of money. All those people joined David, and David began to show some form of leadership for these second-class citizens, if you want to call them that.
Sounds like a second-class army.
Some of these people were not good people. The ones that were poor, were fine, but the people who had done all these things,
they owed money. They owed money. I mean, they're down on their luck. You know, there was this before you can file bankruptcy, and they feel very bad that they owe this money, but there's nothing they can do about it. Unfortunately, the people that they owe money to, they're the nasty people that want to harm them. What can you do? It's a risk. When I lend you money, you may not pay me back. You know, the fact that you need to borrow money from me obviously shows that you don't have the money now. So who says after, you know, in a year from now you're going to have it then either? So.
Well, I find interesting, you know, obviously, you know, we were limited in communication. How this thing sort of traveled around and you know, grew more, so to say. It's like.
I mean, he was.
That all of a sudden all these hundreds of people are coming and they hear it and the family hears and everybody hears where he is and he's hiding. I mean, it's like faster than you know, the internet.
Well, that's why. Well, that's why he's not hiding, he's running. He's running. So, if he was hiding, then it would be true. But apparently, everyone knows where he is, but by him not staying in one place, Shaul's army is unable to really catch up with him. And as he's running from one city to the next, people are finding out that, you know, who he is. And similar to, like, Forrest Gump, you know, when he was running, people just kept joining him and joining him until finally the pasuk ends, V'yu imo k'arba me'osish. He had almost 400 people with him.
So at this point, he's out of the Philistine area?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely, they're not people who were in any way connected with that group. There are people who lived in the rest of the country.
Right.
Probably Jews.
Yeah, I think we'd have to assume they're Jews, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think so. That's what it sounds like. And Mesudas David continues and says on Pasuk Bet, when it says, Kol ish matzok v'lo haya yachol l'sheves b'artzim imkamo. They were not able, also because they were so downtrodden, they were in such anguish and problems, that they also could not live in this particular place that they were. They had to move on. They were traveling. They had no choice but to move on. We'll see one more pasuk, and we'll stop. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, "Vayelach David misham Mitzpe Moab." So David went from there to Mitzpe Moab, the name of a place. V'yomer el Melech Moab. He turned to the king of Moab, and he had a problem, as we'll see in a second. Yetze na aviv imi. Please let my father, let my mother stay itchem with you guys. Ad asher eda ma yaseh li Elokim. Until Hashem tells me what to do. So, what do you mean? Why is he asking for protection from only his mother and father? Well, maybe because he loves his mother and father more than everyone else. Right, exactly. If you look in the English over here in 143, where it says, right, 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 because he was running and running like crazy. It was too difficult for him to require this of his parents, such as like Yishai. This is what he was doing. He had to run. And we'll conclude by also reading this English, which, as we're going to see, that he does take in his father and mother. Great, he's such a nice guy, he's safe, he's protected. I'll conclude by reading this paragraph. David felt that his parents and the rest of his family would be safe with the king of Moab because his father Yishai, Jesse, was a descendant of Ruth, who had been a Moabite princess. So he purposely went to Melech, to the king of Moab, hoping that he, among all people, would show sympathy and compassion to his family. Unfortunately, David was wrong. As long as David, as we're going to see the next pasuk next week, was in the forest, which means he was right near Moab, the king remained the gracious host, perhaps fearing David's vengeance if he harmed the family. But as soon as David left the fortress, the king betrayed him and murdered David's family, with the exception of one brother who had been away and was protected by the king of Ammon. So we're going to see, unfortunately, a very bloody chapter coming up. The death of many of David's family members, and also the death of a huge city of righteous individuals, Noav Ir HaKohanim.